Blog Talk Radio.
Been good to me.
look this morning in verses 5, 6, and verse number 7. In the next worship, we will look at verses 8 through verse number 10. But for your consideration this morning, verses 5 through 7. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Verse 7 reads, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Thank you. You may be seated. The grass withers and the flower thereof fadeth away, but the word of our God shall stand forever. I want to talk a moment about how to endure tough times. How to endure tough times. The year is about AD 65. And Nero Claudius Caesar has been emperor of Rome 11 years prior. And his reign started well. It was a season of wealth and prosperity. But then it became a time of bloodthirstiness, a time of great persecution. Nero had his own mother, Agrippina, murdered. And he is known to have set a part of the city of Rome on fire and blamed it on Christians, because their God was a God of consuming fire. And they were known to have an incendiary fellowship. So he burned parts of Rome and used the Christians as scapegoats. It was a time of great trial, a time of immense suffering, days of severe persecution. And it's against that background, it's juxtaposed to that situation, that Peter writes to the church of that day and the church of this day to endure persecution, to stand up under severe testing, to really be able to persevere in times of trial and fiery difficulties. Anybody can be Christians and sing songs when the sun is shining. It doesn't take much faith to give God glory when all your bills are paid. You don't have to be real strong to shout hallelujah when everything is well in your life. But when the bottom falls out, when sickness comes, when trials and difficulties come, when your health starts to fail, when your children break your heart, when persecution comes just because you're trying to do the right thing, when difficulties, tough times, hard days, long nights, it is then that your faith kicks in to let you know that he's a very present help in a time of trouble. Those of us who read the Bible will remember the psalmist was struggling with that. And he said, my steps were almost gone, I wish I had a Bible reading. And my feet had well nigh slipped when I saw how the wicked were prospering and the righteous were suffering. I called on the Lord and I went to the left and I went to the right, and God seemed distant and quiet, and I did not get an answer until I went in the sanctuary. And brothers and sisters, the sanctuary doesn't necessarily have to be Lily Grove. Because if you are a child of God in your own house, I wish I had somebody to help me. In your office, in your classroom, in your wherever you are, you ought to set up a sanctuary, a secret place, or somewhere you can go and call on the Lord to get your perspective. This word this morning is for somebody going through tough times. For somebody struggling just to keep your head above water. You're smiling just to keep from crying. You're coming to church, but there's still some aches and pains in your body. You're doing the best you can, but you put one foot forward and two steps are made backwards. You're trying, but things don't seem to be quite working out the way you planned. You thought you'd be in a different place at this season in your life. And it looks like you've been praying and calling on the Lord and teaching Sunday school and reading the Bible and doing your devotion and listening to preaching. You're doing everything right, but you're still suffering. I've got some good news for you. Well, I got some bad news for you as well. Now, which one do you want first? The good news or the bad news? Well, let me give you the bad news first. You may not get out of it right away. But the good news is, he'll show up. Yes, he will. He will come through. And just because he hasn't come through already does not mean he's not coming through at all. The Lord will make a way. I wish I had one or two more witnesses who can help me testify that I've been down to my last dime. But the Lord stepped in right on time. I never thought I'd be where I am right now. But look where the Lord has brought me from. It's right here. It's right here. It's right here in verse 5 and verse number 6. Likewise, you young people who don't know anything. Now, you young people who have no life experience, submit yourselves to the elder. I said it Tuesday night. We live in a time when people don't care about nothing old. They don't care about anything that's over 50. Because everything now is geared towards youth and excitement and vigor and vitality. You got fools like Kanye West who's talking about running for president. And you can just be famous for being famous. Kim Kardashian and Khloe Kardashian haven't done anything. They haven't contributed anything. They're just famous for being famous. Paris Hilton and Nicki Minaj, all of these young people who bring nothing to the table, but they are celebrated by this society, because we don't care about anything that's over 50. Folk with no life experience contribute to conversations of great impact and import
who are just actors in Hollywood. They know nothing about life, but we hang on their every word. But the scripture tells us to guard against that, because when you don't have any life experience, you ought to listen to somebody who's been somewhere. Solomon, who was the wisest king who ever lived, spent an entire book, the book of Proverbs, trying to give wisdom to his young son Rehoboam. But Rehoboam listened to some people with no life experience who destroyed the kingdom that God had set up. Because when you are unwise, you are headed towards destruction. When you don't listen to anybody, you're headed towards ruin. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves unto the elder. Not only should the younger ones submit to the elder among us, but all of you be subject one to another. And be clothed with humility. Which leads me to surrender your will to God. Surrender your will to God. Everybody is seeking their own way. But the true child of God will learn to allow God to have preeminence, first place in your life. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto you. Now, brothers and sisters, humility is a difficult garment to put on, but it's so becoming. Let me run that by you one more time. It's a difficult garment to put on, but it is so becoming to the child of God. To be clothed with humility means to tie yourself up in a garment of humility. It means to wear the apron of a slave. Peter would know this firsthand, because the disciples were in the upper room getting ready to observe the supper. And it was the job of the slave, the lowliest in the room, to wash their feet while they reclined at table. They were getting ready to fellowship. And it was the job of the lowliest servant to get an apron, put it on, and wash their feet as they reclined at table. And nobody thought to do the customary foot washing. So Jesus arises from the supper, lays aside his garment, puts on the apron of a slave, and washes his disciples' feet as an example that no matter how high you think you are, don't ever be so high that you can't serve somebody. When you become a Christian and surrender your will to God, what you're saying to the Lord is, I have no will but your will. I have no plans but your plans. I have no desire but your desire. I have made myself a slave. That word slave in the text is the word bond servant, a doulos, a bond servant, which means one who is willingly subject but not in bondage. I am free, but I choose to be a slave. Now, all of us are slaves to something. The question this morning is, whose slave are you? Either you are a slave to sin or you're a slave to godliness. And when you are a slave to God, to sin, you're in bondage. But when you're a slave to godliness, you've been set free to come back and be a slave.
Let me run that by you one more time.
When you are a slave to sin, you are in bondage because sin is a cruel master. But when you are the slave of Christ, you are free to come back and be a slave. He sets you free, but you love him so much that you come back to willingly make yourself a slave.
The only folk who can shout right here is folk who believe that being in charge means being in control. But being in charge does not mean being in control. Because there's only one who's in control. I wish I had somebody to help me preach. You might be in charge of your little Sunday school class or charge of your auxiliary or in charge at your house. But when you come here, you better check your ego at the door.
You better leave your supposed importance in the car. Because the only one here who deserves to be worshipped, who deserves to shout over his name, is God himself.
And brothers and sisters, when you're free, you don't care who's looking at you. Somebody else's opinion doesn't bother you. When God sets you free, you're so comfortable in your skin. You're so happy just being you that you don't need my approval. You don't need some man's pat on the back. You don't need some woman. You don't need a job. You don't need a certain house. You don't have to be in a certain crowd. You don't have to drive a certain kind of car. You can be free enough to come back and be a slave.
To submit, to surrender, means to place yourself under others. To submit means to willingly put yourself under others. But to resist means to shun that lowly estate. And the scripture says that God resists the proud. But he gives grace to the humble.
Let me see if I can demonstrate.
To submit means surrender. But to resist means to keep people and God at arm's length. Because I'm too big for these people. You know who I am. You know how many degrees I have. You know what kind of money I make. Do you know the important people who know my name?
Somebody ought to help me talk it. It happens to me all the time. I go to Luby's because I like liver and onion. If you don't like it, I'm not making it a religion. I'm just saying I like liver and onion. And so I like how they cook it over there at Luby's. And so often, at least once a week, I'm in Luby's. And I can't get to my table without people wanting to shake my hand. I watch you every Sunday morning. Thank God for you. You are a gift to the body of Christ. And often, it gets on my nerves. Because I just want some liver and onions, some sweet tea, peach cobbler, and go on about my business.
But it never fails that as soon as I walk in Luby, people crowd around my table to shake my hand. And the Holy Spirit always convicts me that these people don't have to shake your hand. These people don't have to appreciate your ministry. You better take the time and humble yourself and be nice to these people, because you don't know what being nice, what kind of blessings that can bring your way. And every time I go to Luby's, somebody pays for my lunch. Now, I got a plenty of money. I can pay for my own lunch. But when you go out of your way to speak to people, you don't know what kind of blessings God will bring your way. Somebody ought to help me preach it. It's just nice to lower yourself and take the time to do what you don't feel like doing, because you don't know how God wants to bless you and through whom God wants to bless you. It's right here in the text. God resists the proud, and he gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Under the irresistible hand of God. Because crying and complaining is not going to stop the trial. Murmuring and groaning is not going to move his hand. Because we are pilgrims with a purpose. And the purposes that God wants to work out in our lives may include trials, setbacks, heartbreak. I wish I had a witness here. It may mean that you have to stay sick a while. It may mean that you have to go through it a while. You're not going to come through it yet, because God has his mighty hand on you. And that hand on your life is so powerful, not to crush you down, but to get purpose out of you. Brothers and sisters, his hand is on his child to bring purpose out of you. Because in the text says, in due time, he will exalt you. That word due time is the word kairos, which is different from chronos. Chronos is chronological time, or time on a clock. But God does not move by time on a clock. God is above time. So chronos is time, chronological time, that we can mark by looking at a clock. But kairos means that God will get us out in his timing. Anybody here ever been through a trial? And for a moment it looked like it would never end. But now that you're on the other side of it, you have surrendered yourself to the mighty hand of God. That's what raising your hands in the church comes from. It means I've surrendered. I give up. God, my will is your will. My ways are your ways. My desires are your, whatever you want me to do, I give up. I surrender. You can have my life. Take it and make it what you want it to be. And whenever you give up struggling, God will always bless you. Let me see if I can help you from the scripture. Jacob was a cheater. trickster and a liar. I wish I had a Bible reading. And the scripture says he stole his brother's blessing, tricked him out of his birthright, and ran away and thought he'd gotten away with it. But 20 years later, word on the street was, Esau is coming. And the scripture says, all night that night, Jacob wrestled with an angel. And the angel was really a pre-incarnate representation of God himself. Somebody ought to help me preach it. And they struggled all night, because when you don't want to give up what you used to become what God is trying to make you, it's a struggle. Let me just talk to some honest people in here today. It's hard to give up what you like to get a hold of what God is trying to get you to love. Ever got a witness here? I love my sinful ways. I love my sinful trials. But the Lord is trying to bring me to another place. And to get me there is a struggle. Now, if you ain't struggling, that's because you ain't trying to get nowhere. But those of us here who are struggling can help me testify that every time I desire to do good, evil is always present. The good that I would do, I find myself not doing. And the evil that I don't want to do, that's exactly what I do. If you're not struggling, that's because you're resisting. You're trying to be a Christian in your strength. You're trying to be a Christian in your goodness. But those of us here who are struggling know we need grace. I said we need grace to humble us. Sometimes God got to take you all the way down before he can bring you back up again. Sometimes God got to take from you what you think you can't get along without to let you know he was there all the time. Sometimes you got to hit rock bottom before you find out who is the rock at the bottom. Sometimes all hell got to break loose in your life. It got to get so dark that the only thing you can do is look up and say, Father, I stretch. Have you been there? I said, have you been there? Have you been there? Have your sins weighed you down, but the Lord gave you grace. I need some folk here whose sin has embarrassed you, but God still picked you up, covered you, and stood you up on your feet. Don't you let these folk make you ashamed about your past. Your past gives you your testimony. If it had not been for the law, who was on my side? Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. It saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Here it is, through many dangers, toils and snares. I have already come. It was not TSU, not Grambling or Prairie View, not my job, not my income, not my friends, not my social structure. It was grace. I need somebody here right now who knows something about the grace of God. Grace to catch you before you fall. Grace to open doors that were closed in your face. Grace to stand you up after you've had a difficult trial. Grace to make you come to church on Sunday morning and things are still not well in your situation. You still got problems, but you've got joy in your soul. You still got some situations, but that ain't stopped you yet. God's still opening doors. God's still been good to you. Because every time you get to a situation, he's right there to make a way out of nowhere. You're going to help me get to verse number 7, won't you? Verse number 7 says, casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Casting all your cares on him, for he cares for you. That word care in the text is the word anxiety. And that word anxiety means to be pulled in all kinds of different directions. And that's what worry will do. It'll pull you in all kinds of directions. You got all kind of stuff on your mind. Your children are on your mind. Your health is on your mind. Your house is on your mind. Your old age is on your mind. Your retirement is on your mind. Your strength is on your mind. Your brother is on your mind. Your granddaughter is on your mind. Your trials are on your mind. How am I going to get this paid? How am I going to get that taken care of? How am I going to get that situation worked out? When is this thing ever going to turn around? When am I going to get my breakthrough? I see them over there and they don't ever go to church. And they always seem to buy a new car every 2 years or so. But here I am serving the Lord. And I got this same old beat down jalopy. But I'm going to go to church anyhow. Maybe this Sunday is going to be the Sunday that God turns it around. And then you come this Sunday and God doesn't turn it around. And you go back home and you're pulled in all kinds of directions. But here's what I want you to do. Cast your care. I said, cast your care. That word, cast your care, mean to place your cares. You remember on the triumphant entry, Jesus was coming into Jerusalem riding on an ass, and they took their garments and threw them on the donkey and threw them on the road, and Jesus triumphed. He rode on them. That's what cast your cares mean. Put it on Jesus and let him triumph over it. Put it on Jesus and let him ride over it. Here is the shout in the text. Your anxieties are pulling you in all these directions because you got every worry that you can imagine. You got every care that you can imagine. You can just number how many things you are worried about this morning. But here is the shout in the text. With all the cares that you can number, God just got one care. You ready for it? With all the cares you have that you can number, God just has one care. You ready for the shout? with all the cares you can write down on a piece of paper. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. God just got one care. You ready for the shout? God just cares about one thing. You. You. That's all he cares about. That's all he's looking out for. That's all he's going to take care of. Come on, point to yourself and say, God is looking out for me. God cares about me. Why don't you hug somebody? Why don't you encourage somebody and tell them God cares for you? God cares. God cares. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. And the joy, I know he's all right. He cares. Come on, hug yourself. Because sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to pat your own self on the back. Nobody else is looking at you. Nobody else cares about you. So you got to care about yourself. But if you don't even care about yourself, God cares for you. 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 God cares. God cares for you. God cares for you. God cares for you.
Come on, boy.
He will. He will.
Yes, sir.
Make a way. He will. See you through. He will. Turn it around. He will.
Yes, sir.
Make your burdens lighter. He will. Make your pathway brighter. I'm trying to close here now, but God cares for me, and I'm about to shout about that. God cares for me when I didn't even know how to care about myself. God cares for me. I'm about to shout about that. So you might want to tell your neighbor. You may want to give me some room right here. You may want to back up a little bit, because that preacher just got through telling me. God cares for me, so you better get out of my way. I got something I want to do right now. I want to give my best hallelujah. I want to give him my best thank you, Jesus. I want to lift my head right now. I don't want to knock your head off now. So move on out of my way, because I got a reason to tell God thank you. I got a reason to give God my best hallelujah. I got a the reason blood. To shout right now. He brought me from a mighty long way. He picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground.
Yes, sir.
I was sick, and he made me well. I was down, and he picked me up. Why don't you grab somebody, tell them you don't know.
Come on, Doc.
Like I know what the Lord has done for me. You can't
yes,
tell
sir.
It like I can tell it. Where the Lord has brought me
my,
from,
my, my.
I know he's all right.
So you're right, sir.
Woo!
My.
Yes, sir. He able. He's able.
That's good.
Yes.
Good morning.
God
bless
you.
Yes, sir.
Just throw it on him.
Throw it on him.
Don't you don't have to go
yes,
through
sir.
It by yourself. Just
that's it. That's it.
Just pitch it. Just throw it.
Pitch it
on him.
Yes, sir. My. Well, we went around that scripture plenty of times, my brother. And we heard that thing go over and over. But boy, there's something about when you cast your cares upon the Lord. The preacher preached the thing, man. He preached enough to, we believe, save us thousands and millions of souls. But he gave us some assurance that we can cast our cares upon the Lord. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the presentation and how he presented that. He gave it to him from the bottom of his heart, you know. Oh, preacher, preach hard. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. Man, well, I just thank God for what the brother was putting down just then. He let us know that even when Jesus was coming through, when he came riding through on the ass coat, he said he carried a lot of burden with him, but he came in a humble way though. He was on a donkey, had never been rode before, and he rolled in. They started sitting palm trees down and their coats, and they want him to even go on that ride on that kind of the ground, but what they did, they started worshiping him and thanking him. But I thank God for the message, because I know in such a time like this, we're going to go through some things. We're going to have some ups, and we're going to have some downs. And I love how he said, you can come Sunday after Sunday wanting God to do something for you, wanting God to move in your life. And it's his will whenever he wants you to do it. But I thank God for the message, man, because his brother spoke real well. I thank him for the Holy Spirit using him. And, man, if he didn't get touched with that, I don't know how God can put something in your heart, you know, let you know that he is there. And he's willing and he's able to do what he say he's going to do. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for what the importance of his. See, the whole deal is we got to know that God is in control. Nothing going on this earth God don't know nothing about. He knows everything. So I'm going to say this here, not to be redundant, but cast your cares upon the Lord. I wouldn't leave if I didn't know the Lord. I wouldn't leave if I need to repent. I wouldn't leave if I need some prayer. I believe the preacher preached enough. You don't even really have to go too much behind what he just said. You just want to say, I like the way how he presented it. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him because it surely was him who touches us up on high. He's been so good to the church. The church has to look up and say, thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do. You know, I'm gonna tell you, Brother Nutter. Well, anyway, I don't know who else opened.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was on mute. I'm sorry. Yes, sir. Brother D opened there. Reverend Brown.
I'm gonna have to get off. I'm about to get off, brother. I can't stay on. You know, I got to get on. But I just thank God if I stayed on long enough, I can hit the message, man. You know, the brother gave the message, man. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. And,
praise the Lord.
And, man, if it be God's will, you know, I hear you, Reverend. If it be
yes,
God's
sir.
Will, you know, I got to get off. I'm just letting y'all know. I don't want to be disrupted, but I just want y'all to know I got to get off. I got to get back in this job. I appreciate
praise
you, brothers,
Lord.
Man. And keep us in prayer, man, and keep the sick and shut in. You know, the corona is really, really not. It's like 30 people in my job have been tested positive for corona, man. You know, it's spreading real bad, man. You know, I just thank God for how he's been protecting me. I probably got it, man. I don't have no symptoms, though, you know. But I do know one thing about it, man. I think it's out there. We just have to keep it in prayer, man. God is protect us, man. I come in, going out. I never want to go a day without. See, once you've been through it, or once you came out of it, and once you know about it, man, you should pray more about it, because God gave you an opportunity to still be here. We had a brother died, man. What happened to him, man? We had a brother that believed this thing.
Yeah.
And that was God's plan. You know, we believe that. You know what I'm talking about? There's a lot of brothers on here that has been healed. You know, they not having acceptance anymore. You know what I'm talking about? But I want to tell you something. There are some people struggling right now, man. They're really struggling about their loved ones gone. Loved ones been going over with this. They gave another name to it. You know what I'm talking about? So whatever it is, we know it's a sickness that we can't prevent. You know, we just have to be able to just keep it in prayer. That, you know, God protect us, you know. You know, I just thank you, brothers, man. I'm going to get on off. Hey, man, if you don't hear from me Monday, man, it wasn't just because I didn't love the Lord. I mean, he loved me more and called me on in. I love you, brother.
Yeah.
So,
are you
true, brother? I say that for real. It's not a play thing with me, because I know you could be here today and gone tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, you could be here right now and gone right now. You know what I'm talking about? So I just thank God for the right now. I love you, brothers, and may God bless you and keep you, man, you know. We keep hanging on, man, you know, lifting up the blood stain of battle. You know, somebody might, why y'all keep playing these sermons? Why y'all keep doing it? You just keep praying for the ministry. It's on. Keep praying for the ministry. It's on. We're going to keep pushing, right? Thank God, brother. Thank y'all.
Brother D, Reverend Henry, y'all, it's on y'all.
Amen, 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 amen. Appreciate my brother for tuning, touching in, agreeing with us. We know you got to go to work. Bible has already instructed man, a man that don't work, he say he's not worthy to eat. So he's got himself and his family to look after. But we just appreciate him for tuning in when he can. And as long as he can. You know, I'm sitting here this morning, my brother, listening to the word, and the voice sounds so familiar. I've been trying to put a name with the pastor all morning, so I've heard him before. But my brother said something that really touched base with you. Didn't your heart yearn? If it didn't, it should. And when I was a kid, they would say, if he didn't get it, they would say, we got to take him back and put him back on the morning bench. When the word go forth, you all hear me say all the time, something should grab you. And the pastor asked the question. He say, are you ready for the shout? You know what he said? He said, are you ready for the shout? See, this is the part you should be shouting about right now. He cares. You should be shouting. Because he cares. Aren't you glad? I know Brother D is. I'm going to go a little further. I know Reverend Harry is. I can go a little further. I know Brother Eric is. I can go a little further. I know Brother Daddy is. I know Brother Dog is. I know Sister Mary, Brother Ted. See, I know these people are glad that God cares. Because
Because, see, if he had not cared for me, look where I would be. The Lord delivered me. He cares so much for me until he delivered me. Oh, you ought to be glad. You should be glad that the Lord cares for you. See, another thing, Reverend Harry, he didn't have to do it. He don't need him. You know, I heard a young man once, he wanted to argue with one night. He said, God, in heaven, yes, he do. He's so glad that we praise him. But he don't need us. He just loves us so much that he wants us. He has no need for us. Everything that we do, he can do it on his own. God said, let there be, and it was. That tells you he can do everything on his own. He don't need man. But he loves you so much. He just loves you. Aren't you glad that he loves you to the point that he cares for you? He cares. When Rev said it, I almost shut the wheel loose. Oh, he cares. He truly cares for man. And I'm so glad that he cares for me. Had not been for the Lord on my side, where would you be? I got to check in, brother, but I just want you to know I truly, hey, brother, another, when you get a chance, would you text me or send me that sermon? I want to listen to it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Young man really preached his heart out. I like when he said he'd go in to get his liver. And he said, they want to shake my hand. All I want to do is eat. But then the Lord spoke to him. God's so good to us, sister and brother. I'm not going to hold you, but we should just want to praise God every day of our life. Ramirez just told you something that was so, so true. You're not guaranteed the next second, not even the next nanosecond. It's not guaranteed to man. But while the blood is running warm in your vein, you should tell God thank you in the name of Jesus. He's been so good to you. He woke you this morning. I know you think your alarm clock did it, but God woke you this morning. Look here, he's so good to Brother D. At 62 years on this earth, almost 63 as we speak, I've never even had to use an alarm clock. He just wakes me. Oh, he loves me so much. Remember, he just wakes me. I want to get up at 2 o'clock. Sometimes they wake me up at 12:30, 1 o'clock. Oh, but he just wakes me. Tells me to get up. Start another day. You should tell God thank you. Because he truly didn't have to do it. I'm so glad he did. In the name of Jesus. I just love the Lord. I promise you, brother and sister. I'm like my brother says. Then my brother tell you all the time. He said, I love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it. I love you with the love of Jesus. And that's true. There's nothing you can do about it. Bible said there's no greater love than a man will lay down his life for his brother. And you brothers has truly, truly taken a place in my heart. Every morning I get a chance to fellowship with you. Hear the word of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Question was asked to me one time, Reverend Harry, they said, why do you go over there? I said, I want to hear God's word.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to hear God's word. I want to start my morning with the love of Jesus because he started me. Amen, 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 amen. Yeah. Preach from his heart. Yes, yes, yes. Come on, Reverend Harry. Come on, Reverend Harry.
Beautiful. Beautiful. God bless you. God bless you. Thank the Lord. Thank you. Thank the Lord truly for this day, this morning worship. Thank the Lord. I read to you guys these golden nuggets, as we call them. God bless him. We thank God for all his blessings, everything that he's doing. Oh, I'll tell you, I said before that I always love to share what God gives. He let me know every time we thank him, every time we're thankful, he puts some S on our mind that we may have forgotten to thank him for. You know, God does so much for us. If you stop and count your blessings, there'll be too many for you to count. So, man, it's so wonderful. Welcome home, she's saying. Welcome home. Our loved ones may spring our appeals. reject our messages, oppose our arguments, despise our person, but they are helpless against our prayers. See, God, he came and lived before us and showed us it could be done. God, he not only, praise the Lord, you know, we was younger. when it was starting to get darker, street lights would come on. But God has just not only left the porch light on for us, but he's out on the front porch waiting and calling us home. Praise the Lord. Beautiful today. Luke 15, 11 through 24, verse 20 says, while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. Hallelujah. Dealing with the prodigal son, you know, when we turn in a way to, repent unto God and come back, hallelujah, to the place we call home, turn back and remember God and look at our ways, amend our ways, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, waits for us with open arms. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord, with open arms. And we cast our care, when we feel like hope is gone, cast our cares upon him, put your burdens upon him, let him bear those burdens, and you'll see the love of God cover your situation. We thank God today. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Abandoning it all. She stands abandoning it all. There's no risk in abandoning ourselves to God. Give up, hallelujah, something for God. Give up something from God and watch what he does. He said, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice. That's Romans 12 and 1. Hallelujah. But in your, just one thing. just practice on giving up one thing and see what God will do. Hallelujah. Have a little spare time. But think of, just start small. Just think about God and his goodness to you and tell me how you feel after that moment you have shared with the Lord. Hallelujah. But abandon it all. Songwriter say, I'll trade a lifetime for just one day of paradise. Hallelujah. But one day with the Lord is as a thousand years. Hallelujah. We thank God. Thank you, God, how you can allow us to cast your cares. Hallelujah. Casting our cares up on you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God bless you today. There be prayer. Hallelujah. If there one desiring prayer at this time, you may push the one button or send a text or however you want to do it. Praise the Lord. Also, just want to say thank you for the lesson. Hallelujah. If you just want to push the button, wave your hand and say nothing, but just say you're in agreement. We accept that too. God bless you this day in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Well, Reverend Heron, I just want you to pay for all of God's children. All of
mm-hmm.
them. Because we need it. We're in our time of
yes,
need
sir.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Truly, truly. You cast all these cares upon him because he can handle it. while we down here trying to figure it out, God already worked it out. But he's just allowing us to experience what he can do. You know, if you never had a problem, you wouldn't know that the Lord could work it out. He allowed each one of us to experience him for ourselves. We have this one testimony. I don't care, you could be the best, strongest, or the weakest. God let you experience this thing called life, and he will, before death closed your eyes, each and every one of us will have a testimony, hallelujah, about the Lord and our experience with him. Hallelujah. God bless you this day. We thank the Lord again for that we can cast our cares upon him. We thank the Lord to be able to receive the grace that God's given to those that would humble their heart. It's in the scripture, 1 Peter 5. Hallelujah. What grace he has allowed it to those that would be humble. Try loving somebody this day, genuinely loving somebody. Try, hallelujah, just think about what God has done for us. Even blessing us to see this day is another blessing, truly, for he holds it all in the palm of his hand. Our next breath is in the palm of his hand. He can say yes, or he can say no. He can speak, man will live. He can speak, man will lay down and die. He can speak, and man would be healed of all his infirmities. Hallelujah. Or he can say, not now. Hallelujah. Let you stay in the fire a little longer that he may burn up things that are displeasing in his sight. But what a mighty God we serve. We thank him as we pray. Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanking you for all that you have done for us. Thank you, Lord, for even last night's laying down and how you let us get some rest while we looked upon a special blessing when we seen this day as a new mercy, new grace that you allowed it unto us. Father, we just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. We love you. Oh, Father God, thank you for allowing us to experience another worship service and with you, Father God. You allowed us to be intimate with you and your spirit, your Holy Spirit. Thank you for being in attendance with the Father. And we ask that you look upon these prayers, Father God. Your children are asking, look upon these prayers, Father. Hear our prayer, oh Lord. We ask that you hear our prayer and grant us our peace, Father God. We thank you for in times past that you have been, oh, Father God, our leaning post. You have been all that we needed, Father God. So we come unto you once again. We needing, Father God, to you to have mercy and cover us, Father. We see in times past, we see even right now that we're yet abiding. We see your mercy, oh, Father God. Help the minds of and the hearts of Christians to know that you're yet even having mercy, and even some are being whooped, Father God, but we know it is out of your love, hallelujah, that you would allow tribulation to work patient with us, Father God. So we just say thank you. Oh, we love you, Father God. Bless whom you will, set free whom you will, Father God. Our hearts are open unto you, Father God, but we ask mercy, Lord, hallelujah. We realize and we know that we deserve justice. But in your love, you give us mercy. So as we continue to look unto you from which all our help come, we just want to say we thank you, Father, for this day. Oh, continue to wrap your arms of protection around each and every heart, Father God, as they will go forth and try to be pleasing in thy sight, Father. Just want to tell you thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for victory. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you for the manifestation of your Holy Spirit, even right now. Father God, bless your children, Father God. Oh, keep us in your arms. Keep us in your care. Bless us, Father. The only way we can accomplish this, Father, it is in you. The only way we can have a way made is that you make it, Father. So we just say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give it up to you, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Continue to be our leading post. We'll be ever mindful to give your name the praise. In the name of Jesus, thank you for this morning, this hour, the message and the messenger and your word. Hallelujah. Thank you for all that called in and complimented or just stayed on the line and prayed, Father God, as your word went forth. Thank you for every participant in Jesus' name. Thank you for the song player, hallelujah. Those that sit in text, and those, Father God, that even just, hallelujah, turned aside, hallelujah, Thank you for having your way, Father God. Even if that heart is so desired to still want to stay on the battlefield, we thank you and we love you. And we tell victory. We that victory, hallelujah. Victory in Jesus. In Jesus' name we do pray. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
So say yes.
Hallelujah.
So say yes. In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The next song needs no introduction.
Yes, sir.
It's so good to us.
The other day in rehearsal, Aretha began to sing it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then she got to the part that says, through many dangers.
Yes, Lord.
And I looked over at her and saw the tears rolling out of her eyes. Because never did we think, I think, 20 years ago, that God would do great things for us. Can I get a witness here tonight?
that same old grace. They call me God's amazing. Oh,